Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Good to have you join me today. Welcome to Call to Freedom. And on this day, there is more happiness in a single moment of God's presence than in anything else in life. David talked about it. In your presence, Lord God, is fullness of life. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's where we got to look for our happiness, and our joy is in Christ Jesus. As I was speaking about it yesterday, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. We need to remember that, God's purpose. Your purpose, Lord, is for my very best, my very best. So we set our hearts at rest in His presence. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And if you would like to listen to previous programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows under resources. And you can also go to Spotify and type in Freedom ST Radio. Freedom ST Radio, and that will get you to our program. And I know for some of you, this is a new change. It is for me too. And in my case, I welcome challenge. I welcome change. I'm learning new things, and that suits me just fine. It really does. I want to be a student all my life, even into my old age. On that website, you can also donate if you would like to donate to this cause, this ministry, Call to Freedom, if it's been an enjoyment for you, if you enjoy listening to the programs. Also, you can go to Darren's Sessions, and under that teaching, we did all those in CD format. And if you like to have one of those sessions in a CD, you can email me and tell me which session, and I will make a CD series for you. It's just that simple. Email me, and I will be able to print out a CD for you. So remember that. Under teachings, Darren Sessions. Oh, great teachings. Anointed by God and still anointed. Oh, praise the Lord. Our memory verse for this week. Oh, and I just want to say, congratulations, Tina Peters. You never were supposed to be in prison, and you have proved your courage and your bravery before the Lord God. You're going to do great things, greater things than you ever did before. So we're so grateful she is out of prison. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. Oh, just think how He sustained Tina in prison. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken or to totter. And it says in the Message translation, Psalm 55, verse 22, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. Don't shoulder them all yourself. No, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. I love that. I'm not going to topple into ruin, even in my old age. Oh, that's so, it's wonderful. He will watch over us. He will watch over you. Oh, in every moment of every day. Yesterday, I was telling you that all things work together for your good because Jesus lives big in you. He is. And I told you yesterday, you have His DNA and His blood flowing through your veins. Now, you may choose not to believe that right now, but as you say those verses over and over again, and I would like you to have a power pack if you want to call me after the program at 1-877-917-7256. I'll send you one. And you have all these beautiful verses to memorize. Yes, memorize and live by. Don't read it through like a book, but take a card at a time and memorize and do the instructions at the beginning. In Romans 8:29-30, it says, He knew all about us before we were born, and He destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of His Son. You can read about us being fearfully and wonderfully made by God in Psalm 139. This means the Son, capital S, is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. That's our work now, to believe and become just like Jesus Christ. I know some of you, it's impossible. I can't ever be like Jesus. Yes, yes, you can. You've got his righteousness. You've got his holiness. You've got his truth. You've got his purity. So you know that you're going to be just like him. Oh, this is a beautiful, beautiful promise. We're reading Romans 8, 29 and 30. This means the son is the oldest among your family now. He's your big brother, and you are becoming just like him. Having determined our destiny ahead of times, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness. Here it is. He transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorified with his son. This last weekend, I was reading 2 Corinthians 4:13 through 18, that we have the same spirit of faith that is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed, then I spoke in faith. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. You gotta start there. That's what gets you born again. That's what gets you spirit filled. You gotta believe this word is true. Your believer and receiver work hand in hand to grow you up more like Jesus. Your spirit teaches your mouth, and you speak what you're learning in the Bible. That's how it works. I want to recommend to you the Bible guide that the Lord gave me 35 years ago, and I still go to it every morning. I read an Old Testament scripture, and right now we're in the last days of King David into Solomon, and then the New Testament scripture is in 2 Corinthians. It's just a beautiful way to get to know God, his heart, and to get to know the gift of grace through our Lord Jesus. So I recommend that to you. You can call me again at 1-877-917-7256, and I'll send you that. I still use it every morning. Every morning when I go in to read the Word, and it's just a wonderful way of getting through the Bible in a year. I love the congruency. I love the way it completes my thoughts and all of my faith and everything that I'm learning from him. 2 Corinthians 4 goes on to say, first I believed, then I spoke in faith. It goes on to say, so we also first believe, then speak in faith. We do this because we are convinced that he who raised Jesus will raise us up with him, and together we will all be brought into his presence. Yes, all things work for your enrichment, so that the more of God's marvelous grace will spread to more and more people. That's why you're here. You have discovered Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and now you want to tell people. Yes, you do. And it results in an even greater increase of praise to God, bringing him even more glory. So we don't give up. Verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 4. We don't give up. Even in the tough times, we don't cave. For even though our outer person gradually wears out, our inner being is renewed every single day. We view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. That's right. We look at this present life, but we don't focus on that. We don't pay our attention on that. We pay our attention on what God has prepared for us. We see our difficulties as a substance that produces for us an eternal, weighty glory far beyond all comparison. And that's what I'm listening to right now in my heart. The things that God has prepared, we can't even imagine. Our minds won't go there, because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. That scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:18 is so important. Paul mentions it several times in his writings. And here it is again. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That means there's no time anymore. No more clocks on the walls, nothing. And Paul repeats these thoughts in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. I remember when I met Darren and we started dating, and he gave me a sheet one time of what he had believed before he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he had a master's from a school of higher learning. They say, we're a school of higher learning. Well, I'm a student of highest learning in Christ Jesus. So I learned from Proverbs 7:4 that wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. He wrote this thinking as he went into college to get his BA and his MA. He thought that college would give him the wisdom that he needed to make it in this world. But then he wrote this. Reason, you have been my guide for so long. Today it seems that you have abandoned me. Yes, reason abandons us. It really does. But now the voice of the heart rules in your place. See, when we receive Jesus, we receive a new heart and a new spirit. And the reason of this world takes a back seat. Refreshing your leaving has been, he's talking about reason here, I hardly miss you. I thought you were my friend, my confidant, but oh, you cheated me at so many crossroads, you tyrant, you. He finally gets what the truth is all about. The reason of this world is foolishness to God. And he says that in 1 Corinthians 3. But now the heart rules, dancing, singing melodies so new, so peaceful, so joyful, and it softly says, love, you are here at last. See, that's what we need to be looking for, that love that only comes through Jesus Christ. You used to live by reason and the wisdom of this world, but no longer. You're getting it from the Word of God. I am so willing to do what the Word of God tells me because it has changed me from being self-focused, opinionated, wanting my way kind of person, looking at yourself. Okay, so you're looking at yourself. Look at yourself for a moment. Who do you see? Is the person you are right now the same person that you were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago? No. Holy Spirit has been at work in you both to make your will more like Jesus, because Jesus is the example of who we want to be. That's right. So we look to Jesus kind of like in a mirror. I was talking with a very special friend the other day who asked me, how did you get so wise? And how did you have such a good memory of all things? And I do. God has given me a good memory. And you know why I have a good memory? I told her, the answer is the Word of God, the Bible. And she looked at me almost dumbfounded, as if to ask, you mean this Bible that you read every day has changed you? And I must answer that here and now, the Word of God, and the Word of God, remember, is Jesus, John 1:1, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is Jesus. He has taught me everything that is good and pure and true and praiseworthy. I told her a story, the very same woman that says, you mean this Bible that you read every day, this is what changed you? And it is. It's powerful. It's active. It's alive. I told her a story that I heard years ago about a father who came to his pastor saying, Pastor, my son is flunking school and I don't know what to do. And his pastor said, when your boy comes home from school, have him read a chapter in the Bible every day after school out loud. Now, I don't know if some of you read the Bible out loud, but that's a good thing to do. And I'm sure this father guided his son to the Psalms or the Proverbs or maybe the book of John or the Gospels. We don't find out what it was, but his boy every day after school, he came home, he read a chapter, and he reported to his dad what he had read and spoke. At the end of the school year, 4 or 5 months later, yeah, you guessed it, he was making B's and C's, but no longer flunking and not caring about school. The Bible made him a caring and loving person. That's what it does. That's what it does when you read the Bible every day. And that's why I want you to get a Bible guide or be reading from a guide or a lesson where you can go through the Bible and learn more about God's heart and more about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that some of you think that, you know, that what I just told you about that boy and his grades getting better is incredulous, but it's true, because the Word of God is more than a book. It's life. It's Jesus. Romans 12:2 tells us not to be conformed or molded or focused on the things of this world. The things of this world result in confusion and despair. You're not growing if you're living by the world. You are more concerned about what the world thinks of you than what God thinks of you. That was a big hang-up in my life. I'd been in front of audiences since I was 4 years old, and I had to look presentable to the people in the audience and sing my songs and not forget any lines. And then when I attended school, I had to be the best in the class. I don't think anybody was expecting me to be, but I was firstborn, and so I put that pressure on myself and felt an obligation to excel. And I know that some of you understand that. You're thinking about what you have expected of yourself, and it was more than you could handle. It's like being a people pleaser, fearing what people say about you. Wow, that took years, and I mean years, to realize that I was thinking about what people thought of me more than what God thought of me. Wanting to please at the point of losing my own personal identity for someone else. Wow, that can be so dangerous. It can be so dangerous. So I implore you to look at yourself. Are you trying to please people, or are you trying to please God? And here it is one more time. Romans 12:1-2. Brothers and sisters, I urge you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind to what? Renewing your mind to what the world thinks? Renewing your mind to what you hear on the TV or on the radio or on your phone? Renewing your mind to the Word of God. You're renewing your mind to how God thinks. It's a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. As you read the Word of God, it washes you, it sanctifies you, and justifies you, realizing that you are in Christ Jesus, and your Heavenly Father sees you as righteous and holy. Yes, when you're in Christ Jesus, God sees you as righteous and holy, and you can stand before God without a sense of unworthiness or inferiority or fear or guilt. No longer. No longer. And if you'd like to go and listen to the show yesterday, it's beautiful. June the 1st on freedomstreet.org, and go to resources and click on radio show. You're being transformed right before your eyes. You're aligning yourself with Jesus, who is the Word of God. Wow, that's something to shout about. Just today I was reading a little booklet, and Jesus was saying in Luke 11:28, blessed are those who hear the Word of God and put it into practice. How many times do we go to church, we listen to a sermon, we walk out of church, and the first thing we think about is lunch? We don't think about the word we just heard, and we don't put it into practice. We can't even remember it. So Jesus is saying here a profound truth. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and put it into practice. You are a spiritual being in the midst of a human experience. You may need some alignment, just like we align our vehicles. They become unbalanced, so we take them into the shop and have the mechanics align them. The tires align the chassis sometimes, and the ride is much better. It is. Maybe you think that you've made so many mistakes that there are no do-overs. But our God is a God of mercy and grace, and He is compassionate. Maybe you had a marriage that ended in divorce, and you think God is displeased with you. He's not. And you had a dream when you were young, and you feel like you've never achieved it, or you've been a disappointment. You are not. I'm so grateful for that verse that says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Maybe you've just survived with a job that you really never liked. It pays the bills. And I've heard that so many times. Well, it pays the bills. And maybe you accepted a lifestyle that falls short of what you were created to do. God's grace trumps the rules that are trying to dominate you. You can still reach your potential in Jesus. You're never too old. Think of Colonel Sanders. Think of some of these people, even Moses, 80 years old when God called him. You think of some of these people into their old age, and they just turned around and made absolutely marvelous vocations of their lives. You can still reach your potential in Jesus. Holy Spirit is your teacher and guide, and he will show you the way to a good outcome. It will take faith. It will take faith, and you may need to quit one job for the opportunity of another job. I remember when Darren was working a secular job right after, well, he married me. He had divorced his first wife. That was a no-no for the church. You know, it's like putting a big D in your forehead. And I know some of you have really gone through horrific times after you divorced. That's not God. That's people. That's human beings. And you need, you know, sometimes we just need to cut off the past and just live for right now in the future. He was in a secular job. He thought, you know, he can't be into radio or TV anymore because he believed that he had done something wrong. Oh, God reached into his heart. And one day he was, he closed the door being declined by a customer that he was with. And he said, "Lord, I don't know what's going on. I can't get any sales here. What is wrong, Lord?" And the Lord says, "I never called you to that." And he said, "Well, Lord, if you never called me to that, what am I doing here?" And he left that job. He left that secular job. And in a couple months, 3 months, it takes time sometimes, he went back to the radio station he had been on in the 80s with Darren's Coffee Shop. That's this station here, KLTT. And he got on the air. And then finally had me as a co-host. You may need to get honest with yourself, really honest. And you may say, "What am I doing here? Why am I here?" Don't fear collapsing time and multiplying that anointing in the Lord. Don't fear quitting a job and not feeling like you have another job. God will always help you. Always help you be a blessing. He has more provision than you have need. And that's another quote from Darren Carmack. And you may need to really get honest with yourself. And if you sense that you've just drifted and settled for something that less than you've dreamed, it's time for an honest assessment from Holy Spirit. Why am I in a job that gets me by? Why am I doing that? Is it fear? Is it choosing comfort over opportunity? Is it impatience? I just need to get something. I need to get a part. Some people I know are working 2 to 3 jobs when they need to just settle in and ask God, "God, what do you want me to do?" Is it unbelief? Maybe you're not believing that you can accomplish what God is calling you to do. That's when you remember that you are seated with Jesus in the heavenly places with God. And you can find that in Ephesians 2, verse 6. You have been serving the devil before you found Jesus, and now you have found Jesus, and you are now seated in the heavenly places in him. Oh, I will not settle for bondage. I will not. I will not. Yeah, I'm so thankful that we chose that scripture from Galatians 5:1 that says, "It was for freedom that Jesus set me free, so I stand firm because I'm no longer subject to a yoke of slavery." Praise God. I find my firm footing in Jesus. I will not allow toxic relationships to interfere with my relationship with Jesus, or even jobs that may be not suitable, ungodly. I'd get out of there so quickly. I will not settle for bondage of any kind. Ephesians 4:17 through 24 says, "And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch, not only with God, but with reality itself." And you've seen this country slip from serving God and saying, "There is no God." And boy, if you say Jesus at all, oh, it's like they're going to throw rocks at you. I mean, it's enough to say there is no God, but Jesus Christ, So they have really lost touch. They can't think straight anymore. Feeling no pain, they let themselves go in obsessions of all kinds, addicted to every sort of perversion. And I'm reading from Ephesians 4 right now, from 17 to 24th verse. And here it is, but that's no life for you. All this perversion and all this worldliness, that's no life for you. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him. You've been well instructed in the truth, precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything connected to that old way of life, has to go. It has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. It's Ephesians 4 I'm reading from. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life. A God-fashioned, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. Did you hear that? God is reproducing his character in you. As you're reading the Word of God, he's telling you the wonderful truths of this word. What this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other after all. When you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. So don't do it. Don't do it. No more exaggerations. Well, I did that for 25. Don't exaggerate. Don't tell people that you did something that you didn't do. And be truthful about it. Besides, you are who Jesus says you are. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's who we are. And that's what we need to do. We need to conduct ourselves as children of the Most High God, no longer compromising and being in the world. I'll tell you, when some people are on the fence, and that hurts when you're on the fence. So get over the fence into the precious family of God. No more compromising, no more doing things that you would call compromises of any kind. You're wanting the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so excited for you. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.